Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
I got a treat for everyone today. I'm excited to talk with Tim McMahon because his book about Luka Doncic is one that you should add to your list if you are someone that loves to talk sports, if you're someone who loves to find out about virtuosos, which is kind of what I came away with reading this book. It's called Wonder Boy, Luka Doncic and the Curse of Greatness. Tim, thanks for joining me. When I saw that you were writing this book, I was really excited because obviously years of covering the NBA and this story about Luka Doncic. Now, tell me if my read on this is right. This felt like, before the final chapter of it, this felt like the study of an ingenue or virtuoso and how there seemed to not always be a consensus on how one can help that person get to where it is we expect them to go.
Virtuoso, man, you are, and I didn't even know what the other word was. I tell you what, I didn't know this was going to be a vocabulary lesson. I am impressed. Goodness sakes.
All right, prodigy. Let's go with prodigy. How about that?
And that's the word that I have used actually a lot. And kind of the premise of this book is it's examining the pressure on an NBA franchise when they draft a prodigy through the prism of Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks. And it's this pressure that the Cavaliers felt with LeBron James, you know, that the Oklahoma City Thunder felt with Kevin Durant. Build it, give them a chance to compete for championships, give them a chance to win championships, or you might lose them. And the way the story played out, they built it. They gave them a chance to win championships, and they built it through, look, there's all kinds of drama, dysfunction, personnel missteps. This kind of prodigy, though, gives you some margin for error. The Mavericks used up all that, managed to build a finals team, and then they decided to dump him months later. It's a shocking plot twist that, frankly, there had already been many copies of the book printed by the time that trade was made. So the plot twist is addressed in an unplanned final chapter. Some people will have to download that or get it sent to them with proof of purchase. But yeah, it's just that pressure when you draft a prodigy. It's the, you know, that, and that's really the curse of greatness, is every franchise is just doing backflips, turning over every rock and stone, looking for a way to get that type of player. But when you get them, you know, that's when the pressure begins. That's when the work really starts.
I kept thinking about the contrast when, as you're kind of detailing how Luka grew up and all of the things in Euro basketball that he was doing, I kept thinking about the contrast with him and LeBron, where LeBron at least was still in his hometown. He still had his friends with him. And once Luka comes over here, I kept wondering, is that one of those flashpoints where, sure, he had folks that were still on his side that were here in Dallas, but it's not the same. And how do you go about like making someone comfortable when you know that your security of a job and a franchise is banking on them wanting to be a part of whatever it is that you're doing?
Yeah, and it is different. And Luka had basically been a full-blown pro since he was 16 years old, but he'd moved to Spain, you know, far away from his home country, Slovenia, at 13. You know, to join Real Madrid's program. So he'd made that massive cultural transition. And then another even greater cultural transition when you go from Europe to not just America, but to the NBA. And for most of the first 6 years of Luka in a Mavericks uniform, the organizational priority was making Luka happy, was making Luka comfortable. And, you know, there, some of that is the, you know, the people you're surrounding him with, you know, the off the court stuff, the, you know, just the way that he's treated within the organization. But the best way to make a guy like that comfortable is you put a winning, you put him in a winning situation. You give him the kind of supporting cast that is required to be able to compete for championships. And again, that was not a linear path for the Mavericks. They had things like the Kristaps Porzingis trade. They made months into Luka's career and ended up blowing up in their face. They bungled the Jalen Brunson situation. You know, even the Kyrie trade, while it paid great dividends, not immediately. You know, that team had to tank to keep its top 10 protected pick owed from the Porzingis deal that season. And so, but for 6 years, kissing Luka's butt was the organizational priority. And then things changed. A lot of things changed. The biggest change was Mark Cuban sold the team and lost control. And let's just be honest, after kissing his butt for 6 years, the Mavericks stabbed Luka in the back this year.
Yeah, it does seem like he sees it that way, that there was a betrayal that went on here. How did the relationship get so bad that you then end up with the choice of Supermax deal or trade him because we don't want to pay him?
Whew. And that's what the whole final chapter is about, man. There's a lot there. And, you know, Nico Harrison came to the conclusion, and as he said, time will tell if he's right. It's a bold conclusion that this guy who just averaged 34, 10, and 9 and led your team to the finals is not worth a Supermax. This guy who, talking to analytics staffers around the league, is $100 million a year value is not worth 70-ish million a year. And then they were going to trade him instead of signing him to that contract. And they were going to do it in secret, which naturally deflated what would have been quite a robust market for him, and get a deal that I haven't talked to anybody around the league who feel like the Mavericks got fair market value for a generational talent who's yet to hit his prime. But look, it's a people business, and a big part of this is the way that the relationship frayed with Luka, and most specifically Nico Harrison, you know, the guy who ultimately made this decision. Again, the fact that Cuban had no control made this trade even something that would be remotely considered. But it was Nico's call. And, you know, when you consistently are firing the people who have been by Luka's side for his entire career, that have helped him make, and I'm talking behind the scenes people who have helped him make this massive cultural transition, you know, people that he likes, people that he knows, people that he trusts, people he respects, that had a major part in the fraying of the relationship. And if the relationship doesn't fray, I don't think this happens.
You chronicle in the book, the name of the book is The Wonder Boy, Luka Doncic and the Curse of Greatness, how much he loves and admires LeBron. If it's any other superstar, let's say it's Kevin Durant, is Luka a Laker? Does he even accept the idea of going to the Lakers? Does he file a grievance if it isn't LeBron that he's going to go play with?
Well, there's no grievance you can file. I mean, fair or not, whatever you want to say, unless you are Bradley Beal with a no-trade clause, they can trade you. So there's no grievance that you can file. But having said that, Nico Harrison did not ship him off to Siberia. he sent him to the sunshine of Los Angeles, the glitz and glamour of the Lakers, you know, LeBron James. Luka looked up to LeBron so much the first time that they played, the first time the Mavericks played the Lakers, Luka went and stood outside the Lakers locker room so he could catch LeBron on the way out and ask him if he'd autograph his jersey. This is, you know, like Luka could have sent an equipment manager, but this is teenage Luka wanting a signed jersey from the guy that he idolized growing up as a kid, half the globe away. And LeBron's going to be all NBA this year. He's still a top, we can argue the number. I think it's the top single-digit player in the league. J.J. Redick is a guy Luke was briefly teammates with, is buddies with. You know, now it's transitioning that coach-player dynamic, but I think that's a good situation. And, you know, look, they will not have difficulty recruiting talent to play alongside Luka with the freaking Los Angeles Lakers. So while Luka was initially emotionally devastated and heartbroken by this trade, the guy was closing on what was going to be his forever home in Dallas. He couldn't wait to sign that contract extension this summer. You know, and then there's just a shock of basically, you know, he got dumped and frankly kind of publicly humiliated. He's in a good situation with the Lakers, you know, and he realizes that they're loving him up. You can see the joy back in him now. And so, you know, trade cost him a lot of money. There's marketing opportunities that are unique to LA that he'll make up a decent chunk, if not all of it. And life is, I think life will be awfully good for Luka in LA.
I thought it was weird. A lot of people were like, I don't know if those two guys' games mesh. And I was like, what? Like, so I'm watching one of the first games they played together. And I think there were two or three fast breaks where the ball doesn't touch the ground. And I'm like, yeah, these two guys' game fit perfectly together because they're both savants and know where to be on the floor.
Yes, and Luka is the best look-ahead passer in the league. And that's something that he's kind of known for, playing this plotting pace, walking the ball up. And Jason Kidd before last season said, hey, we got to play faster. And the first thing Luka says, we got to get the ball in faster. He led the league on those like 40 plus foot assists by a huge margin. I wrote about this during the playoffs last year. And, you know, as LeBron said, after I don't know how many games they'd played together, a few games, LeBron said, I'm a natural born wide receiver. He's a natural born quarterback. It's a perfect fit. And it is. If you run the floor with Luka, he'll put it 70 feet right over your shoulder on a dime. All you got to do is catch it and dunk it. And LeBron can still run the floor. The other thing, LeBron is 40 years old. He doesn't need to have the ball in his hands and the pressure to create a shot for himself or a teammate every single possession, 35 minutes a game. Like, for LeBron to be able to play off the ball, to have that pressure eased on him, we saw this with Kyrie. It took a little bit of time with Luka and Kyrie, but that thing clicked last year. Kyrie was the best closer, or one of the best closers in basketball last year. And part of that's because he's a ridiculous talent. But the fact that Luka could kind of carry the load for the first three quarters, his legs are fresh. It's not the same kind of a pressure. So not only do I think it's a great fit, and we've seen certainly evidence of that, I think this is a gift to LeBron, a way for him to ease the pressure and enhance what he still does so well in his 40s.
We'll get back to the pod in just a minute. Have you been juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks? There's a lot of stress involved with that, especially when it comes to website security. With Kensta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Whether you're a business owner, web developer, or running a digital agency, Kensta makes managing your website easy and efficient so you can spend your time on what matters most. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kensta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers so you won't experience any downtime. If you're ready to experience Kensta's hosting for yourself, get your first month free when you sign up at Kensta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kensta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Walk me through you getting the text of the Shams tweet. Because I know where I was. I was out having a drink with some friends. And we all were like, oh, man, Shams got hacked. That's too bad that Shams got hacked. And then we were like, Shams didn't get hacked. This trade is happening. So were you asleep? Were you out in these streets? Were you sitting at your desk going, oh, no, I now have to write this final chapter?
No, I wasn't out in the streets. I was actually in a sorry, let me just do one little tweet. Anthony Davis has been upgraded to questionable tonight.
Well, there's something good for the Mavericks, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, he's trying to come back.
The NBA guys, man, you got to stay on your toes. The news breaks all the time in this league. Like that.
But no, I'd traveled from San Francisco to Cleveland that day, and I was just about to go to bed in Cleveland. It'd been a long day. Get that. We ain't sleeping tonight.
Nope.
We're not sleeping tonight. And so, initially, like, okay, I've got to get reporting done. And I was able to very quickly get a hold of some people, including Nico. Nico actually gave me the defense wins championship quote on the record, which did not go over well with Mavericks fans. And explain the reasoning why the Mavericks made this shocking trade, the conditioning concerns, which, frankly, I'd been reporting on really throughout Luka's career, the fear of the Supermax, all those sorts of things. And I went back and looked the other day because I'm asked this a lot. The thought crossed my mind pretty quickly about, we're going to have to add a chapter. I sent an email to the publishing people in the publishing company and my book agent about an hour and a half after it happened. Basically, hey, we got to talk like soon. So I think we had a Zoom meeting the next morning and kind of came up with a compromise of 8,000 copies had already been printed.
Wow.
The book publishes tomorrow. The trade happens February 2nd Eastern time, right before midnight, February 1st, where Luke was back home in Dallas. So 8,000 copies are already printed with this happy, upbeat, optimistic ending about, Luka just being happy. They gone to the finals. They went through all this stuff. They succeeded building a contender around him. And Luka's just happy that Dallas is the franchise that drafted him. He wants to be here. Well, so those people who get those early copies, they'll be able to, with proof of purchase, get the final chapter sent to them via email. It'll be in the rest. It's in the ebook. For people who read books on Kindle and all that. And look, it was a whirlwind. I had 2 weeks to write it, while obviously an extraordinarily demanding time for me professionally. Like, this is a huge story for ESPN. Plus, like, there's the rest of the trade deadline.
Right. your other job you're also doing while this is going on.
Like, trade deadline day, I was in Oklahoma City where the Phoenix Suns were, on the Kevin Durant watch. And, crazy busy. I got the chapter done. It was due February 14th. I filed it at 4 a.m. that Friday morning, and I had a 6 a.m. flight to Miami connecting to St. Martin to take my wife on her annual All-Star Weekend getaway, and it was a much-needed getaway. I'll say that.
No doubt about it. Before I let you go, I'm in Chicago. Tim, I need the Bulls fixed, and I feel like the only way the Bulls can be fixed is if they find a superstar. And it's difficult. Like, if you don't already have one, and maybe they have one in Matis Buzelis. I mean, he had a nice night against Luka a couple nights ago. What is the national view of where the Bulls are right now as a franchise?
Purgatory. The Bulls are where the Mavs were a couple years before they got Luka. And it's not a perfect comparison because that was Dirk's twilight. Obviously, there's not this living legend on the Bulls roster, but they are a team that is stuck in the middle. They are in NBA purgatory. They're not bad enough to really, you know, I mean, maybe they get extraordinarily lucky in the lottery, but the odds are they're not bad enough to really benefit greatly from it by getting that early lottery pick, by having a realistic, you know, ticket in the Cooper Flag Derby, this summer. But there's not like a path to them building a contender right now. And so, you know, the Mavericks, after a few years in purgatory, they bottomed out. They blatantly tanked. The lottery didn't play out in their way. They still had to trade up. They still had to get lucky that three teams passed on Luka, but that's what led them to Luka. Unless you have that all-NBA type of talent, there's just not a realistic path to contending in the NBA. And the Bulls have, you know, they've got some nice pieces, but I don't see anybody on that roster as that kind of a guy. And, you know, like I'm in Houston, I'm sitting in Houston right now. The Rockets are in a little bit different situation where they've got a lot of young guys who they hope maybe can be that. And then they've got a bunch of ammo for, if they decide to go the trade route. But that was after 3 years of a full-blown rebuild, you know, in the wake of James Harden forcing a trade. It's really hard to go from mediocre to great in the NBA without taking a dip to the bottom first.
Yeah, you're right. And it's do people still view this as the franchise of Jordan, or is that gone now? Because I mean, it's we're closing on 30 years since Michael had a jersey on here.
Listen, you know, I would say those banners will always hang, but apparently not. Not after, depending on who has a concert in the arena. The statue will always stand, but like, you know, Michael Jordan ain't selling tickets in Chicago now. Michael Jordan's not generating buzz in the Bulls right now. You know, you've got to put a product on the floor in the 2020s. You know, you can't live on the 1990s.
Tim, I thank you so much for this, man. The book is amazing. I got through it, and I saved the last chapter for this morning. I was like, okay, I'm going to wake up, and I'm going to read that last chapter. It's really amazing. The name of the book is The Wonder Boy, Luka Doncic and the Curse of Greatness. Tim McMahon is the author. Thank you so much for joining me.
Really appreciate you having me, Lawrence.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.